Eddie Ratcliffe. They'll be sentenced this afternoon. The boy now only speaks to his mum and was doing Sudoku puzzles in court, while the girl kept a notebook revealing a serial killer obsession. Brianna's dad, Peter Spooner, has doubts about the lifting of restrictions which had been protecting their identities.
The name's always going to be tied with Brianna all the time, so I just think they shouldn't be named. I think they should just be forgot about, locked up, and not even spoke about again, because they're nothing.
A woman's been arrested in connection with the alleged escape of prisoner Daniel Khalif from Wandsworth Prison. She's been questioned on suspicion of assisting an offender. There's pressure on the Home Office to urgently review exactly how the suspect in an acid attack in London was granted asylum. Abdul Azadi from the Newcastle area is on the run after the substance was thrown over a woman on Wednesday in Clapham. A report shows progress in cancer survival in the UK is now slower than it has been for 50 years. The study warns the country lags behind Australia and Canada in tackling the disease. Colin Graves' controversial return as chairman of Yorkshire Cricket Club is nearly complete after his takeover bid received overwhelming support from members. He's faced criticism after saying systemic racism at the county during his previous spell in charge may have just been banter. Graves has since apologised. Current chairman Harry Chatley says it's a positive day for the club.
At the end of the day, Colin's offer was, we decided as a board, and it was unanimous, that this was the only viable option left on the table that secures the financial future of the club.
And the Tyne Bridge in Newcastle is to be repaired and updated. The government's earmarked £35 million for the project. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Thanks very much, Kat. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, sadly, it looks like we've lost the sunny intervals. Hopefully, we'll get a few more this afternoon, but it's now come over fairly overcast. It's going to be a high of 12 degrees this afternoon and going to go down to just 9 degrees tonight. Tomorrow are going to be an overcast day throughout most of the day. Hopefully, there'll be a few sunny intervals around, but a high of 13 and a low of 10. A similar day on Sunday, a fairly overcast, but the odd one or two sunny intervals, a high of 13 and a low of 7. Much nicer day on Monday, a high of 13 again and a low of 10, but sunny intervals all day long.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
We're back with the competition here. We've got two down and one to go. But I'll just say we've just been joined by our second hour guest, Laura. Good afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon.
And what are you going to be chatting to us about?
It's an upcoming event that's happening at Ingatestone Elim Church. It's to raise funds for our partner charity in Brazil, Univida. So we're having a tabletop sale next
month. Marvellous. Good. Well, we look forward to hearing about that. Good. Thank you very much for that. So we're two-thirds of the way down through our birthdays competition and one to go. So we might even convince Laura to take part in this as well, I think. So we started off with Phil Collins, and we asked how old you thought Phil Collins was. Then we went on to Harry Styles and we asked how old you thought he was. I think these are all really, really easy today. Third person that we've got today, Mark Owen, an English singer and songwriter, best known for being a member of the pop group take that. As of 2019, the group had sold 14 million albums and 11.4 million singles in the UK alone. And Owen's solo career has meant that he's had five studio albums out. The most recent, Land of Dreams, came out in September 2022 and debuted at number five in the UK album charts. So we're going to go and have a take that song, but one that's got Mark on lead vocals. So this is 2016, Take That and Shine. It was their sixth consecutive UK number one, top 10 in four more countries. Came from the album Beautiful World, which sold 3 million copies in the United Kingdom, was number one in the United Kingdom, and also number one in Taiwan. So there you go. He's obviously they're a big band out there as well. So the question is, how old do you think Mark Owen is? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down, when you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise. And it may feel good, and you might want to smile, smile, smile. Oh, don't you let your demons pull you down, 'cause you can have it all. You can have it all.
So there we go. That's Take That and Shine, the last of our three artists that we've got here today, and the ones that we're asking you how old you think they are. Thank you very much to all those who've taken part. We've got Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, and we've got Patrick in Ingatestone, and then we've got Mark and also now Laura are both here in the studio taking part as well. So thank you very much for all of that, and we'll just see how we've got on. It's 3 points if you're absolutely correct. and it's 1 point if you are the closest. So we'll just see how we've done today. So there we go. Let's have all of our microphones up so we're all able to take part in all of this. So we started off here, Phil Collins. So Chris, she thought 76, Bob 74, Chris in Guildford 73, Mark, you thought
75.
And Patrick in Ingatestone thought 66. And Laura, you thought
76.
Okay. Well, I have to say, Patrick, Phil Collins would be a great fan of yours because he'd actually love that answer. He is, in fact, 73. So that's Chris in Guildford gets all of that completely right. So 3 points to you there, Chris, with that. So well done for that. Then we came on to Harry Styles, and I had a feeling that this was one of the easiest ones we'd had in a long time. And we'll wait and see, shall we? So Chris, she thought 34. Bob thought 32. Chris thought 30. Mark, you thought
32.
Patrick thought 30. And Laura, you thought
30.
And he is, in fact, 30. So that's 3 points all of you there. So that's 3 points for Chris, 3 points for Patrick, and 3 points for Laura. And then we came on to Mark Owen from Take That, and we asked how old he was. And Mark here in the studio reminded us, we had Gary Barlow last week. So that if you got Gary Barlow's number, then you might well have been very close indeed to what Mark Owen is. But we'll wait and see, shall we? So Chris thought 50, Bob 51, and Chris 51. And I know they were listening to the show last week and know our older Gary Barlow is. Mark, you thought?
Well, I thought 59.
Yeah. Patrick thought 45. Again, Patrick, he'll love you too. And Laura, you thought?
57.
57. He is, in fact, 52. So we got Bob there with 1 year out, and Chris in Guildford 1 year out as well. So we'll have a look to how we've done here today. So we've got Chris in Harlow, sadly no points today. Also Mark here in the studio, sadly no points either.
I'm
Mark,
terribly sorry about that.
never mind, there we go. And then it's all right, it's just a bit of fun. Bob in Harlow, again another regular person taking part in this, just 1 point here today. And then we've got 3 points for Patrick in Ingatestone, 3 points for Laura here in the studio, but our winner today, and winner last week as well, so he'll be absolutely astounded about that. He couldn't believe it last week, even more so it'll be today, 2 weeks running. That's Chris in Guildford. But thanks very much to everybody who's taken part in this today. So there you are, Mark. It wasn't really a ritual humiliation, was it?
Oh, not too bad.
No, not too bad.
I've survived.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. So for those who just joined us, tell us a little bit about what you were chatting to us about earlier on.
Well, we were talking about the Diocesan House of Retreat at Pleshey, a few miles west of Chelmsford, and how today's world is so busy and rushed and stressed that it's good to have a place where people can go and have a bit of peace and quiet, just for a morning or an afternoon or longer. And if they want to, they can spend some time praying, they can do some reading, they can walk in the grounds, they can walk in the footpaths around the retreat house, they can just do whatever they want, really.
Right. Well, it sounds beautiful place, and a lovely place for people to go to.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much for that. Mark, thank you for your time this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. Enjoy it.
It is much appreciated.
Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you very much. This is actually one of our regular people who comes in here and has a chat with us. DC Pierce, he likes to be known as far as his music is concerned. And this is from his album that came out earlier, the end of last year, called... Mindful Systems, that's what his album's called, Mindful Systems. And from it, this is Long Time Listener, First Time Caller.
Under the shine, a neon sign, her hands across the dial, not tuning in, and move through the white noise to find the frequency and listen. Hear that voice, an old familiar voice, the day begins and things get heated, the hopeless argument. She found she can't just overhear. She becomes a long time, long time listener. First time caller. The voice that she likes most approve and disapprove, and it appears that when it comes to speaking her mind, she finds his words just interfere. She becomes a long time listener, first time caller.
Little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello. Buzzing.
Thanks.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. Like Joe can't breathe, to be fair.
Like a train, ran out of words, I got nothing to say. Everything hurts, and I know love leads to pain. The memories serve our sweetest the waves came tumbling down. As you float away, I'm reaching for you to tell me how my life goes on with you gone. I suppose I'll sing like a stone if you leave me now. Oh, the storms will roll, easy come, hard go.
But you put me first. What a heart-wrenching shame that you'll never know, just like tears in the rain. A constant gray in the clouds. When I hear your name, I think of love. So tell me how.
He's coming in a bit too soon there. That's Frank Sinatra. He's very keen. We'll be listening to him in a minute. But that was Ed Sheeran and Luke Combs and Life Goes On, the track that came out last year. So, Laura, that track's called Brazil that we just heard that little tiny bit of. And why are we going to play that track?
Well, we are at Ingatestone Elam Church. We're really excited to be taking a team of 10 out to Brazil, to Fortaleza in Brazil later this year.
Wow, that's fantastic. That I didn't know. That is brilliant. Wow, that's some experience. And why are you going to be doing that?
So we're going out specifically to support a charity out there that we're partnering with by the name of Univida, U-N-I-V-I-D-A. And they are doing fantastic work with some of the children living in the slums of Brazil, bringing real life and hope and opportunity to them by providing education and lots of opportunities to dream and to think of an option, believe in themselves, to sort of come out of poverty and have another option in life. And they've got great stories to tell of how they've delivered that. So we're just going to do our tiny little bit to support everything
well,
that they do.
Well, you might call it a tiny little bit. It's not something that everybody will be doing. And, of course, I know that you can find on the web, because I checked it out. It's a quite remarkable work actually going on.
Amazing, yeah. Mark, the founder, has been working in that area for just over 40 years. So it's been very consistent, and they have a great reputation for what they offer children.
Yeah, so these children's lives, really, I mean, what are you expecting to actually see yourselves when you go out there?
So everything that they deliver is based on a compound, so we will stay safely within the confines of the space that they're located in. And the children come in each day, so they have 260 7 to 14-year-olds come in every day, and the state schooling that's provided is only half a day. So what Univida do is they top that up, so they give them the other half of day's schooling and a hot meal and, as I say, lots of other things, dance, music, drama, many, many other opportunities, and a safe space to come and play. And it's an absolute wonderful space for them to come.
Yeah, well, it does look astonishing, really, and also an amazing contrast, I assume, to what these children's life is like outside of there.
Yeah, a lot of it's a safe space where, you know, there's a lot of a lack of safety, drug gangs and all sorts of horrendous things that are a daily part of their lives.
And it's difficult for us really to kind of appreciate quite how awful that must be.
Yes, yeah. I mean, even watching a short video that we played at one of our fundraising events, which talked about the reality of life of the children there, we can't, yeah, absolutely, you're right, we can't comprehend it, really, what it's like.
Yeah, dreadful. And you say that it's been going for 40 years.
Yes, yeah, Mark, the founder there, has been working in different guises in different ways. He has a real heart to support the children for just over 40 years. And now his wife, Ruth, has joined him. And they're a fantastic couple, and they have a great team that deliver everything that they do out there.
Yeah, and so within this compound, what is to be found in the compound?
So it's a school. It's the main activity that goes on there each day is all of the normal things you find in a school. But the area that we're actually going to support them to help renovate is a chapel area, which they use for their assemblies and other gatherings. I think it's next to the dinner hall area. And it's just got a bit tired and run down, and so we're going to help them give it a lick of paint. So that's the main job that we're going to help with.
And so is this which Brazilian city is this that this is part of?
It's Fortaleza, which is in the north, and that's where we'll fly to on the 19th of October. We plan to fly out, and it's a sort of 2-week trip, 10 days of hard work, hopefully, and a couple of days either side of relaxing and doing other things.
Right, well, that's fantastic. And I guess, obviously fundraising needs to be done also on a regular basis to kind of help this charity, because does this charity get any money from the Brazilian government or anything like this?
No, it's all raised through supporters in this country and also in the US. And there are people, they have an option where people can be a dream builder, they call it, and they can give regularly on a monthly basis to support the work that they do. We're obviously partnered with them as a church, and we're running lots of fundraising activities particularly to fund the costs of the project, the renovation that we're going to be helping with while we're there.
Sure, okay. Well, and you've got one of those coming up, haven't you?
We have, yeah.
So let's hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, so next Saturday, the 10th of February at Ingatestone Elim Church, you can come along and grab yourselves a bargain. We have all sorts of wonderful pre-loved items and also some new items, handmade items. We're calling it a tabletop sale, but we've also got lots of kids' rails, and there'll be lots of things to come, and hopefully, yeah, grab yourself a bargain. Our cafe will also be open with tea and coffee and some Brazil cupcakes as well.
Right. So now, anybody who's never been to it, Ingatestone Elim, or indeed anybody who's never even been to Ingatestone, and there'll be some of those as well. Where do we find this church?
So it's right on the high street in Ingatestone. We're right next to the fire station. So it's Ingatestone High Street. Anyone that wants the postcode, it's CM49EY, but you could just probably put in Ingatestone Elim Church and hope.
I'm sure, absolutely. And again, that's it. So that's not this Saturday, the following Saturday. And remind us the time again.
Yep, so Saturday the 10th, and we'll be there between 10 and 3 p.m. Hopefully there'll still be some things left at 3 p.m., but come whenever you can
and
grab yourselves a bargain.
Well, that sounds like a really lovely sort of thing to be doing. Excellent. And will you come back in, you and maybe even someone else with you as well? Is Sid going along with this, your husband?
Yeah, he's leading the team, yep.
Is he? Oh, well, there you are. Perhaps we'll get the pair of you along when you come back.
Lovely.
Yeah. And just tell us all about it, because it's really fascinating to know all about the general experience and the impressions that you get and that kind of things as well. I'm sure you'll find the children will have some tales as well, won't they, to be able to tell.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, but we're delighted. Thank you.
Yeah, fun. Cheers. Thank you very much for that. Good. So, did you choose Frank Sinatra Brazil simply because it's got Brazil in the title?
Yes, yeah. It's a great song.
It is a great song, yeah, it is. Thank you very much. Okay, thanks, Laura.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June, we stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. Morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of. Return, I will, to old Brazil.
was another day. The morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing that I'm certain of: return I will to old Brazil, that old Brazil. Man, it's old in Brazil.
That's Frank Sinatra and Brazil. And doesn't that sound a fantastic charity that they're involved with there? And to think they're going out, 10 of them from the Ingate Stone Elam Church, to actually go and visit and take part and experience and see what it's all like there. Great. And we look forward very much to hearing all about that, and coming back in late October or early November to hear all about it. It's just about 2:30, so we're slightly late in time to do this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Oh, are you delighted to say that the big problem that was on the M25 earlier on with the junction with the A12 appears to have been lifted? So we were having a huge long tail back there. That all seems to have disappeared now. I'm delighted to be able to say about that. Would you... travel update. It's quite busy as you get towards the bridge and the tunnel, both sides of that. There also the junction with the M11. That's now getting particularly busy from people coming down the M11 to join the M25. Rest of that, though, looks to be pretty easy, pretty good. The A12 itself, no real problems at all anywhere or in our area, I'm delighted to say. Even around Harold Green at the moment, around Chelmsford, no problems at all. So that's very good news. Central Chelmsford, quite busy around the Army and Navy in particular. If we come back more locally here at the centre of Brentwood, that of course is very busy round Wilson's Corner. At this time you'd expect it to be that. Also the centre of Billericay as well, around the High Street again, that's pretty busy as well at this time. Joe, I'll be giving you a travel update later on. Yes, Shenfield Station 2, the area around that. We've got some traffic as well. And there's a road closure I see on the A128 at Brentwood Road in Ingrave till tomorrow. So that's causing a hold up around there as well. Well, I'll give you a travel update. As I say, Joe will bring that later on, and they'll have all of the underground and the trains and everything else as part of it. So, the beautiful sunshine just coming through the station window here as well. I hope it is where you are. It's time that we did this. So I'll have a look at the chart for this particular week in 1984. Number 20, What Difference Does It Make, from the Smiths, 19, Bird of Paradise, and that comes from Snowy White. 18, Dr. Doctor, from the Thompson Twins. 17, I Am What I Am, Gloria Gaynor. 16, What Is Love, from Howard Jones. At 15, Wishful Thinking, from China Crisis. 14, Nobody Told Me, John Lennon. And at 13, Holiday, from Madonna. At 12, New Moon on Monday, Duran Duran. And 11, A Rocking Good Way, Shaky and Bonnie. At number 10, A Wonderland, from Big Country. 9, The Killing in Echo and the Bunnymen. At number 8, Here Comes the Rain Again, from the Eurythmics. Number 7, The Pipes of Peace, from Paul McCartney. 6, Feels Like Heaven from Fiction Factory. Number 5, Break My Stride, Matthew Wilder. 4, Queen and Radio Gaga. 3, that's Living All Right from Joe Fagan. 2, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper. Number 1, Relax, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And then we're going to start our look at 3 tracks from the chart. Going to number 4, Queen, Radio Gaga, number 1 in 19 countries. It was a UK number 2, top 20 in 9 more countries. And of course, they played it live very memorably at Live Aid in 1985. And we're going to give ourselves a treat here. We're not going to listen to the single version, we are going to go to that Live Aid performance. We'll be right back. That's Queen from their Live Aid performance from 1985 and Radio Gaga. And if you've never seen that that little segment of that big concert, some people have said it is the best rock performance that there's ever been, and it's well worth checking that out. Just before we have the next track from the chart from 1984, Marco Pieri's restaurant at Holiday Inn Brentwood have a special Valentine's Day menu on offer with five courses for just £42.50. So if you're looking for somewhere special to go out on Valentine's Day, that could be your place, couldn't it? Marco Pierre's White's restaurant at the Holiday Inn Brentwood. If you'd like to know more about that and you'd like to do a booking, you can do that by phoning 01277 247 220. So that's 01277 247 220. It's in very small type in front of me here. But there we go. It's a Holiday Inn at Brentwood. Sounds like a great place to be going on Valentine's Day if you're looking for somewhere special. Number eight this week in 1984. It's the Eurythmics. It was the highest position that it got with Here Comes the Rain Again. In the USA, it made number four. The Eurythmics, and we'll come back to the chart from this particular week in 1985. A reminder, of course, about the fact that the local food banks all need your support. Wherever you happen to be, the food bank needs your support. But we've got a little message here from the Brentwood Food Bank, from a message from volunteer Dave, and I'll just read this out to you. Your kindness and your generosity is allowing us to help over 200 local people every week who otherwise would go hungry. It's not uncommon to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days so that their child could. Sadly, the number of people who come to us show no signs of slowing down. At Brentwood Food Bank, we don't just give out food. We have the assistance of other agencies like CAP, Christians Against Poverty, who help with managing debt. Peabody also run a clinic alongside us every Wednesday, helping with housing and benefits difficulties. We hope and pray that you will be able to continue with your kind donations. We appreciate every donation, large or small, they make such a large difference to so many lives. And if you go onto their website, they've got a whole list of the things that they're looking for, particularly at this time, all kinds of tinned goods, the kind of things like hot dogs, tuna, braising steak, potatoes, casseroles, soups and things of that sort. They also need jams and spreads, teas and coffees, toiletries, soap, shampoos, deodorants, etc. You can leave all those things in Sainsbury's if you're in the centre of Brentwood here. You can leave them in Budgeons, in Ingatestone, and other places, of course, as well. And, of course, there are food banks everywhere. The Ingatestone Elim Church have their own food bank as well, and all the food banks in Billericay, food banks in Chelmsford, everywhere. Wherever you happen to be, the food bank needs your help. That is for sure. We go back to the chart this week for 1984. Our third item that we've got from it, this is Madonna and Holiday. It was a UK number 5, a USA number 16, top 10 in 6 more countries. Beautiful sunshine now here in Brentwood, and I really do hope it makes us all feel like we need to be on holiday.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Madonna and a Holiday from the chart this week in 1984. Okay, last week we did 1974. Week before that we did 1964. I think you can guess what we're going to do next week.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
TV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
1, 2, 3 with Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
And not many minutes left either before Joe comes along with that Drake Drive Time show between 3 and 6. A couple of weeks back, I had in with me Nick Alston from the wonderful charity Essex Community Foundation, which gave out £4.4 million to charities and good causes in Essex last year. You really need to check that out if you've never heard of them, Essex Community Foundation. And one of the songs that he chose for us was As It Goes, for Billy Joel kind of song. Well, not song, comes from the 1989 album Stormfront, but he chose an a cappella version by the King Singers, which I think rather mesmerized all of us who were listening. See what you think.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong. To heal the wounds from lovers past, until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense. Still I feel I said too much. My silence is my self-defense. And every time I've had a rose, it seems I only felt the thorns. And so it goes. So it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if my silence made you leave, then that will
Gorgeous, the King Singers, and So It Goes. And this is the Brunswick School Big Band from a recording they made back in 2004. And this is MacArthur Park. Thanks very much to my guests here today. That we've had Laura in the second hour talking about Univisa, a wonderful charity in Brazil, and all the support that they're doing for that through the Ingatestone Elim Church, and 10 of them going in October to do some work there, and then they'll come in and have a chat, some of them, to us about all of that, which would be great. And then we had Mark, of course, in the first hour talking about the retreat house in Pleshy with all the wonderful work that happens there. And if you need somewhere to go to just chill out, that's a beautiful, beautiful place to go. I can recommend it. That's it for me today. I shall be back next week. Joe will be here with you after the news. Good afternoon. Have a great time. And look, the sunshine is still out in Brentwood. Enjoy.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.